Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. The launch happened in, of course, November 2012. And we were talking about how we had this we had the sense of dread about the Wii U, and I knew something was wrong when I want to pre-order the Wii U, Amazon.com. Okay, in my cart and done. Something is wrong here. When you can successfully buy a piece of hardware, yes, Krista. If a console is available, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Either you're being sold a brick in a box, or it's not going to be popular. Because I think even as of this recording, I still see on Twitter there's a lottery to buy a PS5 today. Get in line, everybody. I mean, I know it's because of supply chain issues, but before the Wii U, it took me 18 months to get a Wii. I did not play the Wii myself in my own home until February of 2008 or something crazy like that. Yeah, I was not used to just being able to order a console, and you still can't do that today.
Yeah.
Yeah, the launch numbers-wise, I don't remember the exact number, but it was okay, that first weekend or week or so, but it fell off really fast, and that's obviously not what we had expected. I remember we had spent a lot of time before talking about, we got to send these systems out to media, so how many can we get, and who can we send them out to? And we were really strictly limited. It's no, this thing is going to sell out. We need every single unit we can get out on the shelves, because people are going to want to buy this thing. And may have miscalculated on that a little bit.
Just a bit, yeah. And I was looking over the launch titles for this, and I was these games are all pretty good. There's some, if you played Arkham City, sure, but here it is again if you want to try it. And there's contemporary releases like Assassin's Creed 3 is available, and it's out on other systems too. So not a terrible launch, but also the games people wanted to play would not actually be out until fall of 2013. Things like Pikmin 3, Super Mario 3D World, and for some people, Wii Fit U. That was one of the big things that they were promising. I don't know if that was a successful title or not, as much as Wii Fit, but that was a thing that was on the horizon, but not ready for launch. And I really feel like, oh God, if Mario 3D World would have been available, that would have been great. But we had to wait almost a year for that.
Yeah, you're very generous.
The launch was also where we started to learn, in the lead up to that, of this console maybe not ready to be released. It may be a little half-baked. We would hear, okay, so everybody's going to have to do a significant day one patch that, depending on your internet speed, could take you over an hour to download. So, hey, PR team, figure out a way to message that and make that sound good. Oh, great. And, we were getting our hands on final units. It's why does this thing take a minute to boot up? Or why does it take a minute to, open up the eShop or any application at all? So again, that sense of dread just started to grow as you got your hand on the final thing. And it's I don't think this is ready.
Yeah, I felt that the Wii U had its own bottleneck when it came to downloading things. Despite what your speed was, things always took much longer to download on the Wii U. And I know that for a fact, especially now that the store was closing this year and I was buying a lot of things and downloading them and just leaving my system on overnight to download, a 6-gig game.
I think you're being very generous with your comment about the good launch titles, because I remember the launch titles being real trashy. And I think there's two games that really stuck out to me. One, probably because I was just traumatized by them. One is Zombie U, which...
I like Zombie U.
No. Okay. To each their own. But I just remember real terrible, hammy it up type demos. Poor Reggie had to really be a used car salesman a little bit on some of those games. So that one, for sure, was just a bit of a head scratcher for me. And then the other one that truly, truly traumatized me was Sing Party. I'm not sure if you guys remember that.
I remember
but
that.
I remember going on a Wii U launch, like 5-city tour. We brought, you know, demos to all these different markets, and we were on these big long press tours showing Wii U in that launch period. And basically we just had to like karaoke sing party. And it was, I think I sang Call Me Maybe like 2000 plus times. And I really wanted to like jump out the window. I was like, I can't do this anymore. And it was really rough. And that was the moment I realized, I'm like, yeah, but this is not, we don't have like a Nintendo quality Nintendo level game at launch. Like, we have this almost feels like shovelware kind of stuff that we're using to launch the system. Something is definitely not right with this, you know?
And Bob, you mentioned the third-party games, and there was sort of a fatal flaw with those, where on paper it sounded great. It's like, hey, we got Batman, we got Mass Effect, we got Madden. But anybody who had wanted to play those games had already done so, you know, months and months ago when those first came out on other systems. So there just wasn't a lot of interest, and there really wasn't much new or exclusive content to make people want to do those again. And I think that really hurt a lot of those partnerships, where the publishers would be like, hey, our big launch game's tanked. Why should we really invest in this system long term? And you saw like EA, you know, was pretty quick to just bail out because of that. I don't think that's a particularly fair way to assess, you know, based on the software that they were putting out. But I think that's how a lot of them read the room.
Yeah, I guess I was being a bit charitable. I mean, without the context of the market, it's a good launch window. But Krista is right in that there was no really title you had to have. I mean, New Super Mario Bros. U is a well-made game. I don't like it. What do you do with the Wii U? You blow on the gamepad, basically. Or you touch the gamepad a few times to do things in it. And I think, I mean, some Retronauts hosts really like that game. I disagree. But for me, and also the title is awful. The title of that game is terrible. I have problems saying New Super Mario Brothers U. Just name it something else. Name it like Mario Wii U Fun Party
classic
or something.
Classic Nintendo. Classic Nintendo naming, though. That is,
yes, yeah, absolutely.
Always they do that. So,
and it also had the unfortunate thing of like it came out, I feel like, 3 months after New Super Mario Brothers 2 on the 3DS. Mm-hmm. So it was like it was just a glut of stuff on the system at the time. It really felt. I was feeling New Super Mario Brothers doubt, but yes, in reference to what I said at the start of the episode, when it was the pre-release for the Wii U, I got to go to 2 days straight a Nintendo press event where you could play the Wii U all day, and I believe you guys were both there, and for 8 hours straight, and I was there capturing the whole thing. Like, all right, I'm going to play New Super Mario Brothers U, I'm going to get the credits. And I did get to the credits, and I asked if I was the first person to get to the credit roll of outside of Nintendo. And the people there said I was, or at least as far as they knew. But I was definitely the first person in our group to beat the game.
You should have gotten some sort of sash or badge.
I should have. Yeah,
but a special brownie, head? Perhaps.
but I thought it was it was my favorite of the new Mario games I played. It was the one that played the most like, you know, a real Mario game when I played it in solo mode. But yeah, I mean, compare it to a year later with 3D World, like, there's no comparison. Mm. Like, that is a way, way better game that really showed off what the system could do.
And now Mario Maker 1 and 2, those are basically like infinite 2D Mario games.
Yes.
So it kind of made the new Super Mario Brothers U, I said it again, irrelevant. For the most part. I mean, but again, a very well-made game, not something you want to pin a console launch to. That just saying the name of the game destroyed my speech center of my brain. Sorry.